This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 17 minutes to 6 for your Tuesday drive home.
Now, booking a place to stay on holidays is so easy. There's heaps of apps and websites to choose from. You've got What If, Hotels.com, Trivago, Booking.com, just to name a few. And checking what rooms are available anywhere is easy, as is booking at what usually seems to be the lowest available price. But Australia's Assistant Competition Minister Andrew Leigh is concerned there might be a reason the price seems to be the lowest available, but potentially it isn't what it seems. Andrew, welcome to Joy Drive.
It's a pleasure, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, you've asked Treasury to look into these booking sites. What do you suspect is happening?
Well, the booking site, like many other sectors of the economy, is pretty concentrated. You've got a couple of big players, multinationals based in the United States and Netherlands, which control the gateways through to the accommodation search market. And I've been told by a range of accommodation providers that the sort of fees they charge are pretty high, sometimes up in the double digits. So I'm concerned that if they're both charging a high fee and they're telling hotels not to tell their customers book direct and save, that they're abusing their monopoly power. I want to make sure that consumers are getting the best deal. I also want to make sure the Aussie accommodation sector gets as much of the bill as it deserves. Now, after all, these overseas platforms aren't changing the sheets, they're not cleaning the toilets, they're not staffing the check-in desk, so it's not clear that they ought to be holding one over our local hotels.
So at the moment, Andrew, is there any sort of like terms and conditions for these hotels that they have to adhere to that, you know, price that those big conglomerates are saying is the lowest?
Yeah, so these what's called price parity clauses, Em, have been used in the past in order to prevent hotels from having a direct relationship with their customers.
Right.
Now, I think it's fine to have these convenient online websites that contain all of the hotels, but if they're saying as part of their conditions of listing, you can't offer a cheaper price for people to book direct. Or alternatively, if they're allowing people to book direct, but then putting those hotels at the bottom of the search rankings, then that seems a bridge too far. So the Treasury consultation is about trying to find out how big the fees are, whether these price parity clauses are being abused, and in the end, how we get more competition and better deals for the local accommodation sector.
Andrew, after this Treasury review, what would you consider doing to ensure that we do get the lowest fare possible when we are using a booking site?
One consideration, Warren, is banning price parity clauses, as has been done in other countries. Another is having some sort of specific regulation around these sorts of search sites. But let's see what the consultation comes back with. I'm very keen to hear from these platforms themselves, as well as from local hotels, as to how the accommodation market's working. But I know last time I did a deep dive into this a couple of years back, the stories were really troubling. Since then, we've had the COVID pandemic, which has hit accommodations for six. So Tourism Minister Don Farrell and I are really keen to make sure that our accommodation sector isn't losing a big chunk of change to offshore platforms that are abusing their monopoly power.
We're chatting with Dr. Andrew Leigh, Assistant Minister for Charities, Competition and Treasury, about hotel booking sites and ensuring we get the cheapest deal. Andrew, you mentioned that hotels are potentially at the moment getting algorithmically punished. So that means, you know, on the search engine site, they get pushed to the bottom if they, you know, don't adhere to what these big companies want them to do. Would you recommend that we start to try and find hotels and call them directly at the moment before, you know, any of the findings are officially, you know, found and then potentially, I guess, bettered?
Absolutely. There's two good reasons for booking direct. One is that you can save a bit of money. A woman wrote to me the other day who has to book a lot of accommodation because she's getting married in the state. She reported to me she'd saved hundreds of dollars by booking direct. And the other is that in doing so, you put a bit of pressure on the offshore platforms to offer as good a deal as you can. Hopefully, you're putting a bit of downward pressure on their margins because they're then aware that there's competition in the market. They just can't rely on everyone going through the booking platforms. So it's good to book direct if you can. Take a bit of time, just hop online and see what's available there.
Andrew, is it worth us then going back to these larger companies and saying, hey, you know, you advertised this as the cheapest deal possible, but I was able to get a cheaper deal directly with the hotel? Or does that then risk the hotel getting into trouble with the site?
Yeah, I mean, that's the price parity clauses that I think have been at the heart of this. Clauses which allow these websites to tell customers, hey, you'll never find a better deal except if you book through an Expedia or a Booking.com. That might be terrific for them, but if they're taking a big chunk of change out of the hotel's pockets, it's pretty tough on the hotel. Mm-hmm. So I think a world in which people are able to, accommodation providers are able to offer a book direct and save offer to their customers is probably a better world. That ends up with a bit more competition and ensures that you're not seeing such a large chunk of change flowing offshore.
Andrew, when will we hear about the results of what the Treasury looks into and what you've asked them to look into and whether there will be some changes made?
The consultation kicked off at the end of last month, Em, and it'll finish at the beginning of next month. Okay. So there's a bit of time for people to get their responses in, and then we'll take time to work out what the best policy path forward is. Of course, this isn't the only platform we're looking at. We've just had the Competition Watchdog's Digital Platform Services Inquiry, which has looked at Google, which has 95% of the search market, Facebook, which is the big kahuna in the social media space, selling platforms such as eBay and Amazon. You can even think about the streaming power that Spotify has. So our economy is increasingly seeing these digital gatekeepers step in. They can be incredibly convenient, really useful for consumers. But like any monopoly, we just need to make sure they're not throwing their weight around.
So let's start checking with the hotels directly. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Real pleasure, Warren. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Dr. Andrew Lee, the Assistant Minister for Charities, Competition and Treasury.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.